Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am coming back to the Saimyo case, solution case, where basically when you have to file for an amended petition, it's becoming such a burden over many companies, especially because most of the IT workers are mobile, and every time you change their location, you have to file an amendment. Not only filing the LCA, because the LCA is required for the amendment, you also have to file the amendment. Now, the problem that we are seeing with the amendment, every time you're amending it, it's just like doing a new H-1B. What they are requesting is that you give all the information about the end client. The whole nine yard has to be placed in those cases. And unfortunately, the problem that we are seeing more and more is USCIS is actually denying amendments, and by the time they're even approving them, the candidate or the employee has to move to another location, and one, you have to file another amendment next for that, and until the first amendment gets approved, the second one is technically not going to be approved. The rule says if your amendment is denied, you can always go back to the original location. But the problem in reality is many times those projects are short term. So once one person moves from one place to another, they cannot go back to the original location. So one of the solutions, of course, if you're working for a placement company, is to have your LCA also on the place of origin of the company, so that you can go back there and you don't lose status. But the problem is that it's creating so much confusion that even ALA, American Immigration Lawyers Association, now is calling to show examples of denials of those amendments to them. And I will post the link where you have to send it. And because those examples will show that many times USCIS are wrongfully denying those amendments because they are not really considering the rule. For one, if you move within an MSA, that means basically, for example, they give here on their website that if you're moving from the New York City MSA, you don't need for new, but you will need to post previously obtained LCA at the new work location. So you need to keep your LCA if you're moving that person. But the problem is, even though they are talking about the MSA. The truth is, you're not really. It's very confusing because sometimes USCIS is themselves denying even people are in the same MSA. So it is very, very important that you follow the rules, because the problem is that if you don't do the amendment, and later on you're doing, for example, a transfer, they can come back and say you didn't comply with the amendment. As such, you were out of status, and as such, they will deny your transfer. They will require that you go for consular processing. And the problem going for consular processing, if 180 days has passed, they might deny you actually entry to the United States based on unlawful presence. So we are seeing a bunch of problems coming as we go. But you still need to do it because now it's a rule. But hopefully they will reverse that, because that rule doesn't really make sense in this new world. And they give you examples here, for example, short-term placements where you don't have to do, you just have to do an LCA and things like that. But the problem is, like, unfortunately, they are really kind of cracking down on those amendments, because many times you will see companies will either forget to do the amendment or will try to save a little bit money, because every time they do this amendment, it's costly on them. But at the end of the day, they have to do the amendment, and they have all those listed here when you have to do this amendment. For example, if your employee H-1B were changing work site location at the time, this is old stuff, but now it's done, because the Saimyo case has been passed now since 2015, and we announced in 2016. But at the end of the day, if you don't do the amendment when you're moving to a different geographical area, you're going to have issues down the road, and we are seeing those issues. And unfortunately, even good amendments done are being denied, and that's causing a lot of problems for people. For example, people will file an amendment. An amendment is not approved yet, but they are transferring to another job. What they will do, they will block basically the transfer sometimes until the amendment is approved. And that's caused a lot of issues, because if the amendment was done by company A and you're moving to company B, company A doesn't really want to follow up on your case. And that requires a lot of dexterity, and this is causing a lot of problems, and more people are actually complaining about that, and that's why AILA is launching this program of checking on those. Hopefully there will be some changes on that, and the amendment of H-1B will be solved, or the problems will be solved. So we wish all of you best of luck. Remember, if you need help to do an amendment, or you need help on H-1B, L-1A, L-1B, you name it, give us a call, 510-742-5887. And anything I'm telling you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. Good luck to all of you. And this is Attorney Shapur Ali signing off.